Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic holding it down for Lady Di until she check into the building. This is tonight we'll be talking about what are some of the sacrifices one must undertake to be successful in business, in life, in the music industry, all of it in a nutshell, in anything that we do. What must one undertake tonight? But before we get started in our topic, the main topic tonight, let's cover the show. As we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform, allowing us the freedom to express ourselves, our voices, our creativity as we go forward into this business of music. We ask that you bless and cover every ear and every mind that listens to this show, that they will take from it and take it into the marketplace that they can support their families and do what it is as they will to connect the dots between them and the people that are listening. Lord, we ask that you cover every heart and everyone's desire to be in this business and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, guys, what are some of the sacrifices one must undertake to be successful? Well, the fruits of achievement, some often wonder, is it just God sent or is it a good luck charm? Do only a few, a chosen few, get there by destiny? Or is this parameter open for everyone whose quest to succeed at what they do? If they're diligent and persistent, I believe that they have the taint to be successful. It often takes sacrifices. And that's what we'll be talking about. Sacrifices to be successful. Well, tonight with me on deck, we have Ivins. Ivins, welcome to the show. Tell our audience who you are. And what it is that you do, and give us your opening statement to tonight's topic. Ivins, are you with us? Okay. Ivins, I was checked out for a second. Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, and you?
Pretty good. If you would, please tell our audience who you are and what it is that you do.
My name is Nicole McFadden. I'm a publicist. I just actually started my own company, Lady Pro Entertainment and Publicity. And basically, I specialize in media relations and exposure. I deal with a lot of high-profile clients, including like Michael Johnson, who has a foundation, and I just basically intern to, you know, get more knowledge about the field of public relations, and I just want to integrate entertainment because I'm also an artist and I sing and songwrite. So in a nutshell, that's basically who Nicole McFadden is.
All right, Nicole, that sounds like you're a giant already. Sounds real good to me. We have the big dog, Impetuous Fury. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. If you would, please tell our audience where you're calling from, you are, and what it is that you do.
Sure. This is the Big Doug Impetuous Fury, calling from Atlanta, Georgia, USA. What I do is, you know, I'm a poet. I'm a speaker. I'm a communicator. I'm a writer. When I speak, I'm emphatic, and I always try to take pictures that are not visually seen until I actually say it in another way. I define visuals and words in an impetuous way, vividly. So, opening statement is, what does it take to be successful, and what are sacrifices? Basically, it's like, whatever you have, whatever you possess, takes sacrifices and struggles to pursue those. Sometimes you end up with a crowd, sometimes you end up alone. But at the same time, what do you want the most? What do you want to do? It's up to the person to decide what they want to do. So, whatever you, an artist, a businessman, a businesswoman, put in the sacrifices. You're going to lose friends, you're going to gain brand new ones. But focus on you. Put all your aspects on you. Focus on what you got to do. Because at the end of all that, it's all about what you want to do. And you got to push it and push it and push it to all you got is that. Keep it going. And be emphatic about it. Because once you're emphatic about your abilities, you're going to go far. Not overnight, but you will get there. When you get there, people who are on the same path will welcome you in open arms, literally. And it's going to be vivid, not at first, but along the way. That's a sacrifice that is definite, literally.
Absolutely, absolutely. You stay with us. Ivan, are you ready? Coming back to you.
Yeah, I'm ready. I apologize. My phone was on mute, and I couldn't get it off of mute.
you got a smartphone, don't you, man?
Yeah, I have a BlackBerry.
Yeah, those smartphones, but they're real smart. They even trick you. So, understand. What's your opening statement, Ivan? Where are you calling from? And
I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
What it is that you do?
I'm calling from Miami, Florida, and basically I specialize in public relations, event specialist, promotion and marketing. But my main specialty is in management. You know, I like managing different artists and, you know, rather it's models and just various artists in the entertainment industry. And also I'm currently working on the movie that I mentioned last week. So I just spoke with my boss and we got some good news. We plan on talking to Tyler Perry very soon. So that's good news for me.
All right. Thank you. And I'm getting ready to go to my wonderful host, the lady of the hour, the hostess with the most, this is Lady Di. Welcome to the show, old Lady Di. I was trying to hold it down for you.
That's what you do. Good evening. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good. How was your weekend?
It was great. How was yours?
Busy as always. You said on deck. Go ahead.
On deck with us, we have Ivans. I'll let Ivan say it. Ivan, what's your last name? Because I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Our last name is Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Pierre. We have Nicole McFadden, the Big Dog Impetuous Fury, on deck with us tonight.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Good evening to everybody. I hope that you had a fantastic weekend, and so glad that you chose to come and play with us a little while on this marvelous Monday. And we're excited to have you, as always, and can't do it without you. And, of course, we believe here at Hip Hop National Radio that sharing is caring, so we've come to do just that, and kind of get inside of your brain and get you to help us with the subject matter at hand. And tonight we're talking all about what sacrifices one must undertake to truly be successful. And I always think that's interesting when you talk about success, because success is kind of like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder, you know, and my success is not going to look like Poetic success, you know, and so on. So really, as we begin to dig into this, we'll be looking at it from different perspectives. And one thing about your opinion, it can't be wrong because that's the way you think and feel. So with that being said, you have two ways to connect with us. You can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com with the / the Hip Hop National Radio, or simply dial in to 213-559-2995. With that being said, I understand Poetic has introduced all of you, so let's go around for your opening remarks. And, of course, I always love to start with my ladies first. So, Nicole, good evening to you, Nicole, and I'd love to get your opening remarks regarding tonight's topic.
Well, from my personal experiences, I've had to sacrifice the friends and just the people that I, you know, I've had around me, you know, like in the past 2 years. And, I mean, it actually made me elevate, you know, in a sense, because, you know, I kind of isolated myself away from, you know, negativity. And, I mean, just the basic concept of, you know, being a positive person is what actually helped me succeed. You know, it try to stay away from drama, you know, and just focus on me at this point, you know, in my life and what I'm doing. So that's, you know, basically like a challenge to me at the same time, you know, to pick and choose friends, you know, and that basic concept.
That. Thank you for your opening remarks. Big Dark, hey, how are you tonight?
Well, how you doing, ladies?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. I hope you're doing the same. I would love to get your opening remarks regarding this whole success thing we'll be talking about tonight.
Sure, sure. To be successful in any field, you must have the definite approach of making a sacrifice. You got to approach it in the middle. You got to separate the negative from the positive, you know, the good from the bad. And then you got the good, the bad, and the ugly. You got to look at all those sections in your life, and you're in the middle. You're in the fishbowl. You got to get your rod and your line, and you got to throw it out there, and you got to do more than hope. And do more than pray. You got to put action out there. And then you're not always going to get, you know, a big fish, you know, a big, you know, response. But you got to keep pushing. It's a sacrifice. You got to push and give your all. You got to give blood, sweat, and tears like athletes do who are Olympians. The Olympics is coming up real soon. And people that do Olympics, they have to give and sacrifice. You're not always going to get the goal, but when you do get it, it will be well appreciated because you put your all into it, you gave your life. This is your life's work, to be honest, to be emphatic. This is what you do for your life. This is your life's work. This is not just an option. It could be whatever you want it to be, but this is your life's destiny. And if it's emphatic, when you put your all into it, you're going to go far, but you will not get to the top of the stairs overnight. Even in the mall, when you go inside a mall that's emphatic and it's beautiful, you got to go to the bottom of the elevator to get to the top floor. Or you can walk up the stairs. It's your choice. But from my approach, I feel that the hardest way is the best way. The easiest way is the best way to fall right back down. Literally, the Big Dog and Petrus here.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Ivan, good evening. Welcome back, and love to get your opening remarks.
Sure. How are you doing today?
Doing great. And you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Okay. I think what one must take in order to be successful, what sacrifice one must take in order to be successful, I think it takes sacrifice. It takes determination and drive. Okay, it takes determination and drive because you might have somebody who wanna be something or wanna do something, but doesn't have the drive to go after their dream. Okay, and it also, I mean, as far as my personal experience, it took me moving away from home, you know, in order for me to be successful. I had to move away from my family and friends, you know, like I wanted to go a step further. I've been in the entertainment business for a long time. I mean, since like 1998. So I wanted to get, as far as me, I wanted to get the inside information about how the business works, because a lot of times, a lot of people get into the business and don't know how it works, and they end up either getting screwed over or, you know, it's basically people to get over them because they don't know how the game works or how the business works. So what I did was I had moved from Miami to Orlando. So I attended Full Sail University just to get my master's, you know, in business entertainment, where, basically just learn different types of, entertainment functions as far as like copyright infringement, you know what I'm saying? Just basic stuff that one must know, you know what I'm saying, once you get into, you know, a certain business, I would say. It's just like if you want to be a lawyer, you have to go to law school. I'm saying you got to major in criminal justice. So I think it takes time. That's another sacrifice, is timing and, you know, dedication. And also, you got to have the drive. You got to have the drive, because without drive and without dedication, you're not going to be successful. And also, I say surround yourself around successful people, because once you do that, you will also be successful. And that's my take on it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir. So, Edis, let me have your opening remarks regarding tonight's topic.
Well, definitely. What it takes sometimes to be successful in today's game is you're going to have to put aside some of the things that you most like treasure. Even though it's fun to you and it's something that you personally might like enjoy, sometimes you got to make the sacrifice in order to spend more time the thing that you need to develop the most, if your quest is to be successful at whatever you do. There's some things you're going to have to put aside just to make that happen. And what sacrifices will you make? What will you give up? I mean, will you give up, don't get me wrong, but will you give up some family time just so you can make some things successful for the family later? Will you give up partying because you like to hang out with your buddies just so you can have the time later so you can party even more and invite them to your parties? It takes actually reaching deep within inside yourself and putting yourself in check on some of the things that you have to give up and spend more time at developing the process. It may seem like it takes you forever to get there, because it does at times. But once you get closer to that mark, the better you feel about it, the more you could pat yourself on the back for your accomplishment. That's my opening mark, and it's back to you, Lady Di. What's your opening mark?
Lady Di.
Yes, I had a poetic moment. My bad.
Okay.
I'm just getting down and look down. I'm like, okay, it helps if you just take it off mute. Just didn't want to have no background noise. My bad. You know, I really love tonight's topic. And for me, like you, we have talked collectively about what I believe are the components, the key components to where we are tonight. And that is, I think things go hand in hand, because we talked about, as you know, the drive, the passion. And to me, when it says what sacrifice one must undertake to be successful, it comes with all of that. Because when you get that passion, you get that determination, it motivates you to make sacrifices. And the things that you used to be, you know, have desires of or used to be intrigued by no longer really capture your interest. You know, you're at a point of no return, whereas it's like success or bust, you know. And when you get in that mindset, I think you become more focused. And with that focus, definitely come sacrifices. And I find myself in that now. You know, you never think that you'll be like your parents or whoever your guardians was who actually raised you. And as I get older, I realize that all those things that I used to feel like I needed in order to be happy, to kind of climb the stairs to success, I really didn't need. And I can just be just as content and happy-go-lucky to just leave work and just go home and relax, you know, and just lay in my room and just chill. Whereas before, I think when you're younger, you feel like you've got to be out there and all of the happenings and what's going on, because we feel like that that's going to help us become successful. And although the power of networking and making sure that you are alive and vibrant in the industry in which you want to be successful in, I think that you learn different ways to accomplish the same goal. And it's like anything else in life. We all can go down different streets but get to the same destination. And I think that's what makes us unique in our own right, is creating our success and making sure that the path that we take is the one that would lead us there. So that would be my personal take on, you know, exactly the type of sacrifices that you must undertake to be successful. So with that being said, I'd like to move to my next question for our distinguished panel, and that is when we look at sacrifices, again, they tend to be curtailed kind of individually to the person. But one thing that I want to talk about is actually laying down your plan, because to me, without a plan, you know, they say if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I believe that that is so true. So in us making sacrifices, how important is the blueprint or the plan to success? How do you know what you're executing, or how to even know if you're on the right track without a plan? So how important is the plan? And I'd like to start with you first, Ivan, to get your take.
I think as far as, I guess the blueprint, I would say as far as the plan, I think you should, you know, write your plan down and then work towards your plan daily, you know, which is what I did. You know, when I was younger, my plan was to go to college, you know, graduate, and then, you know, work in the industry, whether it was corporate or entertainment, and then my next goal was to go ahead and get my master's, which I did. That was my plan. I worked towards it, and, you know, I was able to accomplish that goal. It's just like my entertainment company right now. I have a business plan for it, which is my blueprint. My company basically specializes in sports management, artist management, and also as far as property management. And I'm working towards that plan right now. As far as a long-term goal with my company, I'm looking to be, I'm looking for my company to be a multi-million-dollar company, just because of the people that I surround myself around, and they are also successful. So I think it is very important for someone, once you have a goal or a blueprint, that you write whatever your goal is, and for you to work towards it. Every day, make sure you work harder. If you didn't work that hard yesterday, make sure today you work even harder than today. So I think that's my take on, as far as a blueprint. It is very important to anyone's success or any company's success. It's basically working towards that goal, rather than mastering your craft. If you want to be a producer, you know, just take the time out, work on certain skills. You know, I think that's why I said the main key point is time, because if you want to get better, it's just like a football player or an athlete. If you wanna get better, you have to practice, and that takes time. I'm like, you want to be better than Michael Jordan, you got to practice harder than the next person, because it's always somebody out there working as much harder than, you know what I'm saying, as you. So that's my main. That's my take on it.
Thank you for your take. I appreciate that. Nicole, what are your thoughts about this? How important is a plan, or do you feel like you need one to get to success?
Yes, I do. Actually, I also got my master's at Full Sail University. Me and Ivan actually went to school together. I thought I should mention that. But I basically, you know, wrote everything down, you know, from the time that I left Chicago, you know, and moved to Orlando, you know, I had a plan, you know. I came there with my brother, you know, he's an engineer, and he graduated, we both graduated now, you know, we're basically trying to combine, you know, his music production and my publicity company together, you know, and, you know, it started off, you know, with writing a business plan, you know, that was the final project, you know, of my master's degree program, and I'm actually following the steps of the business plan, and I'm actually seeing it work, you know, from, you know, the organization down to, you know, making executive decisions about, you know, who you're going to have representing your company, you know, down to financials, the budget, you know, I mean, everything like kind of worked hand in hand. I'm seeing now as I'm taking these steps, you know, and moving forth, you know, towards the goals that, you know, I actually have made for myself, you know, in the last past year. And I mean, you'll never believe how good, you know, a plan is until you follow it, you know, and sometimes you're going to be distracted. And me personally, you know, I've had to look past a lot of things, you know, in terms of strategic planning. You know, I've had to make the decision to leave from one city to the next, you know, and, you know, just make those goals, you know, solid ground, you know, and just go forth. You know, you have to build a foundation, and the business plan is basically, you know, the foundation of, you know, anything, you know, concerning, you know, trying to build your business from the ground up. And I mean, as far as planning, you know, that's basically my take on it. You know, you have to follow those steps, you know, in order. You know, don't skip a beat, you know, work at it every day, you know, take that time out, you know, and just go forth with your plans, and, you know, you'll get to your destiny. And I truly believe that. So that's my take on it.
I appreciate it. Big Dark, I need to know, do you need to be a man with a plan?
Yeah, you got to be a man to be in any planning. Because if you're not a man, you just saying things, but you don't know because you didn't study, you didn't put the time in. So you have to be in a position where you can look at yourself and be the man in the mirror in front of you, and look at yourself and understand that this is what I want to do and this is what I desire to do. So in order to do this, I have to learn the business. I have to learn how to surround myself around people that actually have the same passion. For myself, when I was growing up, I attended the Atlanta public school system, and I was in the music program. So I learned as a kid in single digits as a kid how to sing, how to you know, do notes properly, how to listen to the teacher, music teacher, the instructor, how to sing in a group, how to coordinate with a group, how to communicate and learn how to hold your voice and learn how to switch it up, because everybody that's musically inclined vocally has certain octaves, you know, from the lowest to the highest. So you have to learn those things. And for me, I started young. And I grew from there, and I kept going, and I pursued it. And as I grew up, you know, I found out that I wasn't born into a music family. So, you know, my brother played the sax. My mother played the piano a little bit. My father was a band director. You know, I had vocals for rap, and, you know, being vocally poetic. I was a writer in school. I loved to write. I loved to be in front of people. I was good at communicating from the students. I loved to play basketball. I was good at communicating from the people. That was my thing. That's what I did. And I kept on going. I perfected that. And I moved on from there. And my mother and my father produced local television shows for BET, People TV, for local artists. So as a little boy, I learned how to answer questions, how to speak as an artist. As a little boy watching these guys older than me. So I watched them. I learned how to do it. So that was my training right there. Right? Live. Take one, take two. You know, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2 in the morning, shoot and take over and over again. Just watching this and learning, taking this in as a little boy. So I learned the business of how you shoot and create as a little kid. So I took it into myself. And I realized for me to be, you know, able to be what I am, I have to define myself with my own abilities that God gave me. So I took it from there, and I just kept it going. And I was once in a rap group, a gospel rap group, and it was three guys, and it was two rappers, and one guy played drums. But they didn't take the game serious. I did. And that was between the days of Kid and Play. So I took it serious, and I kept it going because I had the passion and the ability. And I noticed something as a little boy. I had the ability to speak, and people listened to me. People older than me, people my same age listening to what I was saying. I always had this ability, and people was looking at me like, wow, this guy really got something to say. So by my mother and father being pastors, I had a born ability to speak. Not that I wanted to be, but that's just what it is. That's what it was. And I took it in, and as a kid growing up, I just learned the game. I just learned that I had an ability, and I pushed it, and I kept writing. I've been poetic for a long time, and it's just something that God blessed me with. And I've been crafting it and learning how to get better every day because I had something that I couldn't get rid of, and it followed me everywhere I went. So I had to learn how to deal with it and push it out. So I learned as a little boy how to push and create. And sometimes when you got an emphatic gift, it's there like a shadow. Everywhere you go, it goes with you. So you got to learn how to deal with it because you can't get rid of it. God gave it to you. Deal with it. I dealt with my abilities, and people saw these things in me, you know. So that's my take. I learned from a little boy how to be what I am today. I was being vocal as a kid, you know, speaking in front of the little kids. And I was good. Teachers would always say, wow, he's really good at communicating. I was always good at writing and creative writing and spelling and, you know, projects. I did projects as a little boy. I love science projects. I love to be creative. That was my niche, creativity, projects, you know. So I started young, you know. So I've been doing this a long time, and, you know, this is just a blessing to be able to be creative. And the Big Dog and Pitcher Shoe started as a little boy. Actually born with the gift, but I started as a little boy as being creative. And, you know, it's just been a journey. Every artist has a journey. And mine was impetuosity that I was born with, you know. The Big Dog.
Big Dog, Impetuous Fury. Looked like we had a brief drop there. Lady Di?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think it happened to us, too. Go ahead.
I wanted to get your thoughts, Poetic. Do you think that you should have a plan in order to be successful?
Absolutely. You have to have some sort of plan in effect, as in a sense of, you know, at least direction of where you want to go. Have something in mind as far as what your end result is, what you're trying to get out of it, and along the way you have to try to modify it as time grow. Because I put a plan in place for Hip Hop National, but through some hard times, tough times, yet that plan changes up and down, and it may change along the course, but you need something to keep you back on point and keep putting you back in what you're trying to reach for as the ultimate goal of your venture. So, yes, I do. Back to you. How about you?
Absolutely. I don't think that you can operate successfully without a plan. Like, if you literally don't have a plan, like, how do you stay on course every day? What are you working toward? You know, you don't have anything to execute upon. I think when you don't have a plan, it's just all messed up. I mean, like, I cannot figure out for the life of me how one would operate without it. So it's interesting, but yeah, I definitely think you have to have a plan.
Well, as you can see, we are at the bottom of our first hour, means we have to go and pay some bills. Gotta do it. We're going to get a chance to listen to some fantastic music. And you know what? We want to hear from you. So make sure you go ahead and dial in right now. Get ready. Get on that line. Get in the queue. Dial 213-559-2995. Press the number 1 so we can get the business from you. If you're logged on, you want to go in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com with the / to Hip Hop National Radio. I tell you, we are checking the chat room also all night. We want you involved. We want you involved. So the feedback session is really simple. You listen to some great music, and you actually get to give some constructive feedback. We don't tear down. We only build up here at Hip Hop National. You get to rate the song 1 through 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. And definitely want to hear from you, so make sure you meet me on the other side. You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back.
Our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win. To join us in our chat room, log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
The jamming or slamming competition is in full throttle, giving you the chance to be treated like the star you are. Dynamic Beauty Expo has joined forces with Hip Hop National Radio for one of the country's most rewarding artisan music contests, the Jammin' or Slammin' competition. If you're an artist who has what it takes and wins, then you and a guest will receive dynamic VIP treatment with a one-night hotel accommodation on South Beach, transportation services, access to all Dynamic's events, along with a Dynamic website. This is your chance to not just perform live,
but be the featured premier act on the Dynamic stage with the winning selection at the Dynamic Beauty Expo,
September 16th and 17th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. For more information on how you can win and enter, visit www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com. The only way to win is to register. Visit online now at www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com.
This is Billy Rockwood.
I'm JJ Washington.
Together we are the group
Scum.
We are the Season 1 Jam It or Slam It competition
champion.
Here is our new single,
You Fail,
on HipHopNational.com.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. Welcome back. It is your hostess with the mostest, Lady Di, alongside Poetic, our visionary founder and producer extraordinaire. I hope you are doing fantastic on this marvelous Monday. We just entered our first feedback session, and that was keys with networking. And so I've got to find out how everybody feels about networking. And I want to pull in another expert who has joined the line, Mr. Brian Jones. Good evening. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Let everybody know who you are and a little bit about yourself, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Like you say, my name is Brian Jones. I'm in the personal fitness industry. However, I've been a part of the music industry for quite some time, and I just want to chime in on what you were talking about. I agree with the last caller in terms of having a plan. However, people make mistakes because they say, well, we need a backup plan for this, a backup plan for that. I agree to some extent, but then again, I don't agree because if you make a backup plan, what you're essentially telling yourself is that you're going to fail. So anything you do, no matter what sacrifices you make for whatever it is you're trying to achieve, you want to give it everything you have. And if you surround yourself with positive people, and if you think positive, I believe in speaking things into existence, and if you have a positive outlook on what it is you're trying to achieve, then you will succeed at whatever it is you're trying to be successful at. So my thing is just whatever it is, whatever goal, whatever dreams a person may have, just go at it as hard as you can. It's going to take sacrifice. You're going to have to do without some things. I know I train athletes, and I had a few guys just make it just because they had to give up a lot of things in personal life. They had to give up money. They had to go move back home with mama. I mean, if you're able to do that, then guess what? If you're young enough, then go at it. Go at it. Have a goal set. Well, I'm going to pursue this goal or this dream for X amount of time. And whatever amount of time you give yourself, go at it with everything you have. And don't let nothing stop you. And you will succeed. That's all I want to say about it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. We are in the midst of our first feedback session, and the song that you heard was called Networking. And what we do is we rate the song 1 through 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. And so we'd love to get your take on that. What did you think about networking?
I liked it. I give it a 1 to 10. I give it a 6.
Okay. Great. Well, Mr. Jones, don't you go anywhere. I'm sure we'll be tapping back into your expertise here shortly. Want to roll around to Nicole. Nicole, what did you think about Keys and Networking, our first feedback song?
I thought it was interesting. You guys actually, you gave the brand message, along with the story and what you guys are actually portraying, as a radio, a blog radio station. So I think it was very good. I mean, I would give it at least a 8 to 9 rating, I mean, it's sharp. It needs a little polishing, but, it's very good.
All right. I appreciate that. Mr. Ivan, your thoughts about Keys and Networking.
I like the song. Like she said, he was talking about something, and the production was great. I mean, he wanted me for a minute there. I forgot that I was on the phone. I was about to jump on Twitter or Facebook or something like that. I'm like, oh snap, I'm on the radio. I'm still on the phone. I mean, the message was there. I like the hook and everything. It's not a hit song or nothing like that. I think it's an album filler. That's something I can probably put in the car while I'm going out of town and listen to it and the song made me bop my head. So I would give it an 8.
Okay. Sounds great. Big Dark, your thoughts about Networking with Keys.
Sure. I think the song is a motivational song. I think it's a song like you're in a club or in the mall and you got things to do, it motivates you to network and keep it going. So I give him a 9 because he touched on so many bases. Well, the 21st century, people network all the time. They're on BlackBerry, the iPad, they're on the laptop, they're on the smartphone. They're all over the place, So to network and social media, is what the world is today. So I think if you're going to network, you're going to go somewhere. One click leads to America. One step is good enough. One step close. So in this case, one click, another click. I'm going to say this something gets because since asking network, it works. And
Dark, are you moving around? We're getting a lot of feedback from your line, Big Dark. Yeah. I think we lost him, Lady Di.
Okay. Poetic, go ahead and rate the song, please.
Okay. I give Networking a 7. I do like the values that the song brings. The song do bring a lot of it tells you, what he's doing, how he's connecting the dots on his social media out there in the clubs and all of that. He's getting it in. He's networking. I really appreciate the song because it does carry value when it comes to social media. Lady Di, I think a lot of wind's coming from your phone as well. So just wanted to bring to your attention.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do with mine. Is that
That's
better?
Okay. It sounds a little bit, for a second it did.
You can still hear it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that wraps up our first edition of the feedback session. Let me try to see if I can get rid of some of this noise from my poetic.
That's okay.
Is it better?
Yes, it is better, actually.
Okay. Then I'll do it like this just for you. How about that?
Thank you, Lady Di. So sweet, so kind.
For those of you who are just tuning in, you are officially locked and loaded with Hip Hop National Radio. This is your hostess with the mostest, Lady Di, alongside Poetic, my producer extraordinaire. Boy, I couldn't do it without him. So glad to have him on. And we are so glad that you joined us. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. As always, we have an all-star cast to support us. That's our experts that we have on our panel. Nicole has joined us alongside Ivan, Big Dark, and Brian Jones is officially in the building. Tonight we're talking about, the sacrifices that one must undertake in order to be successful. And I guess coming out of our first break, I'd like to know,
Okay. What she'd like to know is, If you were to give advice to a young upcoming artist today, what kind of advice would you tell them what they need to do, as in the sense of making a sacrifice to go towards the goal that they most definitely dream of? I'm going to start that with you, Nicole.
Basically, my take on it, I would say, you know, basically build a team, you know, build a good group of people around you, you know, that meets every entity of, you know, actually, you know, marketing, promotions, you know, down to management. You know, I think that all of the concepts together, you know, work, you know, as one.
Awesome. That's powerful advice there, Nicole. I'm going to go to you, Ivins. What would be your word of advice?
I would basically just let them know that that they probably need to, you know, take the time out to master their craft, and also be humble, because, you know, success don't happen overnight. Because a lot of time, you know, like I said, I'm an artist manager, and I have managed, you know, several artists where they think in this business success does happen overnight, and which it does. And also, I would say build a buzz, trying to get a buzz before you think, okay, well, you a Jay-Z or something, because without a buzz, you are nobody. So I got to
rewind with you just for a second. Did you say it does happen overnight as well?
I say it doesn't happen overnight.
Oh, okay. You said it doesn't. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Success doesn't happen overnight. So I basically would tell them just build a buzz, you know, trying to get a buzz before, you know, you think you're a Jay-Z or Young Jeezy. Because, you know, a lot of artists and a lot of time they're arrogant.
Their heads swell.
I mean, too big.
It swells like a balloon just as soon as they get a taste. As soon as they get a taste of it, don't it, Ivan?
Man, I'm speaking from experience, man. What I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. Yeah, a lot of times for our artist manager, it's very frustrating because, you know, you're sacrificing your time, your energy, and then on this person. And, you know, and they don't even want to listen to what you got to say. You know, I would say just be humble, work hard, and listen to the advice that I'm saying to your manager. Because if he didn't believe in him being your manager, then you would be doing this yourself. So I would say then if you thought you was able to manage yourself, then you wouldn't ask for a manager to manage you or, you know, get advice from a manager. So I would basically say, you know, just take the time out, just master your craft, whether it's, you know, perfecting your writing or, you know, just being a boot more. That's basically what I would tell a young person coming up, you know, who's trying to be an artist. Just be humble, basically. Well, that's the main thing, be humble.
Definitely a word of wisdom. Definitely a word of wisdom. Brian.
Yes, sir.
You go ahead and tell us what advice you would give an artist.
I would like to piggyback on what both everybody said. First, the young man that just talked. Yes, you have to stay humble and you have to stay hungry. Those two are very important, staying humble and staying hungry. And, yes, you have to master your craft. You have to master whatever it is you're trying to do in the music business. And like the lady said, surrounding yourself with good people. You need good, positive people around you. No one speaking negative, okay? And, yes, you can't do everything yourself. So that's what you definitely need, good people, good quality people around you. However, if you have people around you and they're not moving towards helping you get better, you have to get rid of them and find someone else, move forward. So that being said, yes, we know success doesn't happen overnight. However, you have to stay ready because guess what? You never know who's going to ask you to perform or who is going to listen to you perform.
just like the platform you have with Hip Hop National. You know, their song may get played, so they don't want to put out a product that's not ready. So they already, you have to stay ready in your craft. You have to stay ready, you have to stay busy, stay humble, stay hungry, and you have to persevere. Because like anything in life, there are obstacles, there are negative people who try to knock you down, there are things that come up, unforeseen occurrences befall us all, so you never know what that obstacle may be. However, if you persevere and you stay positive and you stay hungry and you stay humble, guess what? You're going to be successful in this business. And that's the advice I have.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lady Down, I'm going to come to you right after Big Dark answer that question. Big Dark, what would be your word of advice to a young upcoming artist today?
Sure. As a young artist that's coming up today, what you need to do is stay humble, stay hungry, stay focused, and stay away from the crowd, because the crowd can lead you astray. You know, everything that shines is not actually gold. There's gold that's made, and there's gold that's earned. You have to earn your stripes. You have to pay your dues for years. You have to hone your craft. Because if you don't hone your craft can break up, and you get rusty, and you lose it. And you practice and practice and practice, but you're not really putting in, because you got to practice like everybody's there but you by yourself. Like, to be emphatic, it's a guy in the Bible named David. He practiced shooting a slingshot by himself in the desert for years before he ever seen Goliath. So you have to practice and practice. Like, you're giving this your all. This is your life here. You got to put it out there. And when the crowd really gets there, you will be ready. But until that time comes, you got to act like you got it. You got to go after it. But be humble, be hungry, and be thirsty, because if you're not either of those things, when it's really time to shine, when it's really time to express yourself, you're going to crash, because you're not going to be Michael Jordan. One, you be him. You got to put the work in, years, blood, sweat, and tears, because if you...
Okay, Lady Di, you now have the floor. Lady Di, you now have the floor.
I'm here. You are too funny. You are Locked and Loaded to Hip Hop National Radio, and it is Lady Di alongside Poetic, and we're digging into this whole discussion around sacrifices, you know, on your way up the ladder to success. And I just want to take a moment before we go to our second break. And I want to ask, because, Nicole, you opened a can of worms alluding to, you know, in essence, me paraphrasing, having a great team, a supporting cast around you in order to be successful, because at the end of the day, nobody does it by themselves. For the up-and-coming artists, what do you think are the key people that one would need to deem it a successful team? Like, what parts are necessary? You know, as you're coming up as an artist, mm-hmm. there are some things you can live without. What can they absolutely not live without on their way to success?
Well, you can't live without the drive, first of all, you know, and having that dedication to do whatever it is that you need to do, you know, is definitely, you know, one of the most positive elements that you want to take, you know, with you. You know, and along with the team members that you need, you know, you need a manager, you need somebody to do your publicity, you need somebody to, you know, manage your finances, which is, you know, a chief executive officer, you know, like every element of, you know, having that team, you know, is surrounded around all of those people, you know, and most of all, you know, you got to use yourself. You know, you have to actually hit every area of it, whether it's marketing, promotions, you know, representing yourself, you know, within the social media realm, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Vigo, StumbleUpon, you know, all of these different, you know, social media websites. You know, you have to utilize all of them, you know, and that's what's actually running the industry right now. There are more, you know,
digital record labels. Then there are, you know, record labels, you know, major record labels. Everybody's doing the independent thing, you know. So as an artist, somebody may feel like they don't need a manager, because that main key person, you know, if you don't have him, there's nothing, you know, that you can do. You know, but having all of those other people involved is definitely going to push you, you know, to the next level, because you need that support team. You know how they say, you know, you got to have teamwork to make the dream work. Like, it doesn't work without, you know, putting those people together, you know, and making sure you establish those relationships, you know, as a foundation to build up, you know, and get to that point in your career where you're taking off, you know. And, you know, that's the level of success that you want to go to in terms of having that team.
I like that. Thank you for that. Mr. Jones, Brian Jones, I need you to tell me, what are some of the key people that these new artists need to form a team that can help them bridge their way to success?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, they need to believe. And when everybody hear that word believe, and it means more than just believing in something. You know, you have to really believe. I mean, that means you know. You're so confident, you know that what you're doing is going to work. So if you got that belief system, you're going to make it happen. Secondly, you need a good, like she said, you need a good management team in terms of someone that's going to make sure they're looking after your best interest. Someone that's knowledgeable in the business. You need a good marketing team. Someone that can promote you and put you out there and get you, like the gentleman said about creating the buzz, he can create that person that can create that buzz for you. And again, you just need, you don't forget and never forget, you need faith. Of faith without faith, your works is dead. So you need, I don't know, whatever the person believes in, whoever they believe in, but they got to believe in that higher power. Because if they do have that higher power on their side, guess what? They can accomplish it.
All right. I appreciate that. Good stuff. I don't know about y'all, but this is a great time to get your pen and paper out, because they are dropping some knowledge and such a plethora of information. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you are now officially locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is Lady Di alongside Poetic on a marvelous Monday. And we're talking about the sacrifices and kind of the steps to help you bridge your way to success. Ivan, I need to hear from you. I want to find out, you know, your thoughts about this whole thing.
Okay, well, I think the main key people that an artist needs, first off, is a manager, because the manager is who basically books your shows. Basically a manager is like is your advisor, your counselor, your friend. A manager is basically is everything to an artist. Second, I would say a producer, okay, because you being an artist, you need somebody to lay your track on. That's the second main person that an artist needs. From there, I would say, a PR comes next. PR is going to do your marketing for you. From there, you're going to need a graphic designer or photographer. I think those are the main key people that an artist needs. Once you have those foundations, and, you know, everybody else will fall in place. So I'll go with those key people. And as long as an artist have those key people, if they believe in you and they're working as hard as you are, then nothing can stop you. You'll be untouchable and unstoppable. And those are the key people, I think, that will benefit an artist to me in the music industry.
All right. Thank you for that. Last but of course not least, my friend, Big Dark, what are your thoughts about this? Who are some of the key components, the key people that a new artist needs in order to help step their way up to success?
Sure. You definitely need management. You need a team that believes in you, a winning team. A team that can see in you what you have and can help you and mold you and guide you in the right direction. You need to have that team to be there for you, because you can't carry this by yourself. As a young artist, you must understand that you have a dream, but dream makers are a part of your destination. So dream makers make your dreams come true. And then they help you with the work, and your ideas become a reality because you're on a team that works, because they're helping you. And they're showing you the rules and regulations of how to do this, what to do, what not to do. And then you're going to push from their advice and their wisdom and their experiences to help you. And basically, a lot of time, a lot of effort that will be wasted if you don't have some people older than you. They have more experience. Because it's not all shiny and all these videos and stuff. It's more to it, and it's hard work. You got to understand that hard work makes the dream work, but you got to put the hard work in. Because if you don't put the hard work in, it's just a dream. But the dream becomes a reality with people that are older than you, managers, producers, engineers, that can show you the light, show you what's really going on, and bring you ideas to reality. Literally, right. That's how you do it. Yeah.
I appreciate that. All right, let's go to the line. It looks like I have a Floridian online, and I want to definitely bring you in, 954-232. Caller 954-232. You're now officially live and on the air here at Hip Hop National Radio. We'd love for you to give us your name and where you're calling from. Good evening.
Hello, my name is Danielle Robinson. I'm calling from South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, to be exact.
All right. Well, good evening, Danielle. Do you have a question or comment for us, sweetheart?
Yeah, just to talk a little bit about the topic you guys are going on about striving for success and making sacrifices.
Yes. What are your thoughts? Go ahead.
First, I believe that you have to believe in yourself. I mean, you're going to have tough times and struggles, but you have to have that faith in God or whoever you believe in to get you through those moments and have a good support system. You have to be willing to put in the work even when you don't want to, even when your body just, you feel like you can't go no more or when things not going right. You just got to keep faith and keep pushing and keep trying. And when you're in a situation that you don't want to be in, sometimes you have to make decisions to whether change schools or change what the people you surround yourself with to better yourself and make sure you keep your eye on the goals that you have for yourself.
Well, that was very well said. Thank you so much for your comments. Please don't go anywhere. We're getting ready to enter into our second feedback session, where, again, we get to listen to some wonderful music. And I tell you, speaking of Wonder, this is one of my little favorites. Calls himself Jay Wonder, featuring Sincere, and they are running this town. You don't want to go anywhere. Meet me on the other side. You're locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Jay Wonder, and I want y'all to request my new hit single, This Town, on hiphopnational.com.
The chemistry, the chemistry.
Yeah. Jay Wonder. Sincere. Let's go.
Marvel Comics, Stan Lee flow, feeling the heat though. Telling I'm kicking it up, I'm Bruce Lee though. I'm still sliding it down with no speed slow. Live my life, he don't. Fast lane, he slow. When they play me in the club, you should go low. Girls holding on to me like a strip pole. When I get up on the track, man, I spit gold. Man, my flow is so hot that I can see the globe. If I'm on the track, man, I might snap. Fans listening to me, call it phone tap. They wanna get up out their seat when I start a rap. Haters say they wanna hate cause I'm making stacks. No, I'm not Fat Joe, but I'm leaning back. When they talking Jay Wonder, they remember that. Man, he put the city on his back. So that way if he fall, he crowd surfing the map.
You know
map.
We got
hey.
The street on lockdown. Street on lockdown. Street on lockdown. We on top now. Street on lockdown. Street on lockdown. We on top now. We running this town. We running it down. Yeah. We got the street on lockdown, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, we running it down.
All I rap about, doing my damn thing. These other rappers out here say the same thing. So I run it all so I can change it bigger. Cause you know when you die you can't take it with you. Stacking the money so I can spend it with you. Mr. Wonder need it now, the game is injured. The girls gon' ride, they knowin' I'm a winner. Jay Wonder smiling so he could take a picture. Take a ride, not a tripper in the game. Getting paid, spend it all on my mother. When we go shopping, I tell her pick some. Cause she was with me when nobody wanted to listen. Lyrically, I'm a killin', they written the bars. I'm taking the rappers, they buildin'. Can't touch, the haters went down. And that's when I went up, yeah.
We got the street on lockdown, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, we running this town.
Yeah.
We running this town. You know we got the street on lockdown, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, we running this town.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, this is Dino Madaloni of the Ask Dino Show. I love hanging out with the great people of Hip Hop National Radio. Hostess Lady Di, CEO of Hip Hop Magazine Myra Morris, and producer extraordinaire Poetic. I love the show, I call in all the time, it's very cool. Now please be sure to tune into my television internet show called The Ask Dino Show. It's a music entertainment talk show all about the music industry, with special guest artists performing and answering all your questions. Our show is based on Time Warner, but you can see The Ask Dino Show 24/7 on YouTube and Facebook. Just type in Ask Dino Show. That's Ask Dino Show. This is Dino Madaloni, The Ask Dino Show, inviting all of you to join us. Back to you, Poetic, and the hostess with the mostest, Lady Di.
Hey, it's T.I. here, man. Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that one out of every three women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm going to keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf.
Cry Wolf, a Hip Hop National Radio exclusive.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the mostest, Lady Di, alongside Poetic, and we are happy that you've joined us on a marvelous Monday. That was our second feedback session, and Poetic, I'm going to turn it over to you to let you get some wonderful feedback and let everybody rate the song 1 through 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. If you'd like to get in where you fit in, now's the time, 213-559-2995, or simply log on to www.blogtalkradio.com with a / to Hip Hop National Radio. Chat it up in the chat room. But your voice counts, so please get ready for this next feedback session. Poetic?
All right. I'm going to put it out to the chat room now. If you would state your comments, because we're going to be coming to you as well. I think we're going to open the floor with you, sir. What's your comment towards the song that just played, Run This Town, by Jay Wanda? Ivins, you got on mute, man?
No, I'm sorry. The song is okay. It's mediocre to me. It's basic. I think the hook basically made the song. I mean, it has a nice production to it, but I think the guy who was singing the hook, he made the song. I think the rapper, he wasn't a lyricist, or he wasn't really much saying anything, and he didn't have any swag. You know what I'm saying? I got bored after 30 seconds within the song, so I give him a 5.
Okay. And then we're going to go to Nicole. That's fair, man. You got to give your opinion, and the way you did it Simon style, so keep it up.
thank you for it.
Nicole, what's your opinion of the song, and give us your rating?
I would give it about a 9. I honestly got something from the song. I think when they were saying, you know, run this town, that they were talking about, you know, running the town, you know, with a positive conscience, you know, more so than, you know, a negative conscience. You know, normally when you hear music like that, you know, along with the beat and, you know, the lyrics and stuff, you would think that it's not, you know, conscious music, but I'm a fan of conscious music. And, I mean, what I got from it is that, you know, it was a really good song. You know, I mean, I think that they, you know, got the message across in terms of, you know, what they meant by Run This Town. I think the chorus could have been a little bit stronger in terms of, you know, the vocals. You know, honestly, you know, I think that more the message came from, you know, the rapper instead of, you know, the actual singer on the chorus. And normally the chorus is, you know, or the hook is basically, you know, that breaking point, you know, coming back into, you know, the song, you know, from the verses. So, I mean, overall, I think the song was good, but I think it could have been a little bit more powerful with the chorus to help, you know, the flow of, you know, the lyrical content come back in.
All right. I know you and Ivan's are friends, but y'all didn't agree on that one.
Well, you know why, though? She's a singer. That's why. She's a singer, and I'm a manager. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you. Jay, what's up, buddy? It's all you.
Hey, what's up?
Talk to me.
Is that me?
Yep, Mr. give Jones, us your rating. That's right.
Well, you know, I just like to say that I just applaud these guys, these artists, not just guys, but artists who have the courage to get their songs played and have people, they, you know, from all over, rate their song. I think that's very brave of them. Now back to the song.
What is your rating of that song?
My rating of that song. I rate the song. I give it a 4 or 5.
Okay.
Because when you and I was practicing back in the day, and we spent hours and hours putting this song together, and we liked it, and we played. You remember, Life Is Real.
Yeah. Hey.
You know, we did everything we could to try to make sure that song was perfect.
Correct.
And I feel maybe it's product, maybe it's the production of the song. I don't know, but I feel that he could more work could have been put into it. After a minute listening to the song, kind of like want to turn the song to another. You know what I'm saying? To hear what else he has to offer, because like I say, the song it didn't do anything to like really say, wow, I got to hear that song again.
Okay, that's fair. Another Simon on the line. Big Dark.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm gonna have to give this song a 4 because
another Simon. Go ahead.
I'm going to give it a 4 because to have a positive message is one thing, but to vocally deliver it is entirely different. So, like, if I'm going to be a songwriter, I got to be able to deliver that song, or, you know, it's a kind of a separation between, you know, the oohs and ahs and no oohs at all, you know. So, like, you might have an approach that's positive, but at the same time, I don't feel the positive because the vocal delivery was not put into the ideas. It was left out. It's like a balloon with no air. The air that's hot is blowing, but it's not getting in there. It's still flabby. It's still limp. So, you know, I give it a 4, the Big Dark and Petty Sphere.
All right. Thank you. And add more flavor than checked in, coming out of the chat room. What's your opinion and rating, sir?
How's it, guys?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thanks, man. Thanks, y'all. I'm gonna give this song a 7 because it takes me back to the old days. I really like the song, so a 7 for me.
7 from you. Okay. All right, that's fair. And Lady, I'm gonna give it back to you. You now have the floor.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. That wraps up another edition of our feedback session, and we're so glad that you have chosen to play with us tonight on this marvelous Monday. You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio, and it is time for some hot topics. I have been waiting all day to talk to y'all about this, and it's very simplistic. Only thing you have to do to play is just to give your opinion. Again, your opinion cannot be wrong because it's the way you feel or think about a certain situation. So, my first hot topic, Poet, I want you to kick it off. What are your thoughts about Kim Kardashian buying old Kanye West a $750,000 Lambo as a gift? Poetic?
Whoa, I gotta say, man, I'm amazed about the different people that these people go through over time. But I think that's, I don't know, you know, that just shows that you got a lot of money. But at the same time, that's a lot to put into a relationship that's newborn, you know. That's just my
Opinion. In their defense, they've had a relationship in the past, so they're not truly new. But you know, Nicole, I gotta ask you because you're my girl on the line. I mean, I thought I was doing something. I mean, I was married for 19 years. I mean, I'm single now, but I was married for 19 years, and I can't think of nothing that comes close to what I get. 19 years, 2 babies later. And I mean, $750, that's 3/4 of a meal on a car for a dude in a relationship. And you know, I love my bro. I love my men. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about being single. I love y'all. I love y'all. But I'm just saying, $750,000? Nicole, my little gift ain't nothing. I don't even want to mention my gifts no more. Go ahead, Nicole.
Well, I think it was really ridiculous, but I think it was a publicity stunt at the same time. I mean, it was a way for the media to, you know, focus their attention on Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's relationship, you know, at the end of the day. So, I mean, I think that, you know, going forward, I mean, how many other men is she going to, you know, do this for? Because she's been in multiple relationships, and we all know how she got the spotlight. So let's be real. you know, at the end of the day, you know, she's going to have to, I guess, make another decision, you know, in terms of what she's going to do with her money. You know, I mean, but, I mean, to each his own, you know, but at the same time, I don't think that that was a good representation for her at all. But, you know, as a publicity stunt, you know, it kind of helped her, you know, with her image. At the same time, it actually got the media to, you know, get us talking about this right now. You know what I'm saying?
She basically made herself relevant again. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah,
from?
Basically,
okay.
Yes. That's what she did.
Okay, well, I got to hear from my men because, you know, hey, fellas, I know y'all would love to be the recipient of such a gift. So I got to go to you. Ivan, did you come back on with us?
Oh, I'm here. I'm live.
Ivan, I mean, you know, I just want to know what your thoughts are. You know, me and you kicking it, and I just, you know, hey, babe, come outside. Got a gift for you. $750,000 Lambo. I mean, what's your thoughts about this?
Well, I mean, I can't even, I don't even know where to begin. I'm not a fan of Kardashian at all. I'm not a big fan. But like Nicole said, I think it was a big publicity stunt. That, you know, a bad publicity could be a good publicity. I'm saying, but as far as her buying somebody a $750,000, I don't know, for whatever reason, rather for love, I don't know if the love is that good. If it is, then so be it. But I mean, I just don't see it. I just don't agree with it.
Okay.
Which is what I'm saying. I don't agree with it.
Okay. Brian Jones, you all of a sudden are my boo-boo. I mean, we kicking it strong, and I just come home with the fly Lambo, $750K. I mean, what you thinking, Brian?
Well, I can tell you this, Lady Di, anytime you want to buy me a $750,000 anything, feel free. I'm not hating on my man, but I think she bought it just because she could. It's just that simple. You know, she's, you know, everybody knows she's about drawing attention to herself by any means necessary. Look, she faked the wedding, you know, she faked like she was in love with this dude, the basketball player that lasted a couple of days. So, you know, nothing surprises me with her. She's a beautiful, I think she's, in looks alone, she's a beautiful girl. She's pretty, she's fine. She obviously paid a lot of money to look the way she looks. I mean, that's my opinion. But she got the money, she could spend it. The benefactor is Kanye West. It brings attention to him as well. You know, so, hey, he's loving it, and she's spending it. So I really don't have nothing to say about it. I think she just did it because she could.
Okay. Big Dark, what are your thoughts? $750K on this Lambo.
Well, if you have the money to splurge on your lover or a new lover, I mean, you should, but to be cautious, make sure that the investment is worth wow beyond the wow. You know, it's like it's a good gift. You know, people love birthday gifts and, you know, all that. Nobody's going to reject the birthday gift, you know, especially on the day you were born, your born day. I think it's a good idea, but make sure that this investment is going to go beyond, because one day the gas is going to be on E. And what about the rest of them? What about the two that physically put it all in there, you know? So, and then again, Kim probably had to rebound and be like, look, to all the guys out there, this is what you missed. I could have bought you a car, but I'm going to let everybody know. You ain't getting this, but this is what I'm giving him. So, screw all the guys out there. This is what I'm doing now. So, ha, ha, ha. I won. Basically, what you're saying, she's rebounding. And this guy got what nobody else got. He went to Fortis. So hopefully it stays like that. Because sometimes you can invest in somebody early on and you take the last shot and it's a brick. And the clock is, and it's, the game is over. And then you put all this time into a person and it's not there. And you feel like, man, I wasted my life, you know. So,
gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Poetic, you said someone else had joined. Who was it?
Admiral Flavor.
Admiral Flavor. What are your thoughts about this, sir?
That's actually quite intriguing for me, but I think that if she has the mind, they shouldn't be doing it.
I'm not sure something was wrong with his line.
Yeah, I think his phone line gave him an issue. Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead to my last hot topic because, woo, it's been another one burning today. I know you've been hearing about it. Creflo Dollar, preacher man out of the hot Atlanta area, ATL, College Park to be exact. What are your thoughts about him? Poetic, got to start with you. You got a baby girl. He allegedly, want to make sure we put that out there on Hip Hop National Radio, he allegedly was arrested because he pretty much beat his 15-year-old daughter because she decided she wanted to take her little hot tail out to a party at 1 o'clock in the morning, that's 1 a.m., and he forbidded her not to go. She gonna try to act like her little stuff don't stink and override him. So he chastised her. She allegedly fabricated, over-exaggerated to the point where she told the officer that she had been choked and punched by her father, which then got him locked up overnight. And, of course, he's out on bond. But he said to his congregation on yesterday that she had abrasion from having eczema on her neck and that he did not choke her, but he did chastise her to let her know she still was daddy. So, want to touch on two parts to this. I want to get y'all thoughts on whether or not he should have been arrested, and more importantly, with her being a girl, I think a young lady is definitely looked at differently than a dad chastising his son. So, Poetic, since you have a wonderful daughter, what are your thoughts about this whole story?
Well, being a parent in today's society, unfortunately, when we go to discipline our children, we have to do it methodically, because the truth is, if you put your hands on them and then they swear up and down that you've done anything, it's just as worse as somebody accusing you of any other crime out there, because it's your word against them, and being that they're a minor, they're going to go ahead and listen to the minor if they see some kind of abrasion or anything left on a child. Unfortunately for us in our society, these kids today can call 911 in a heartbeat, and before you know it, the law is involved, somebody's being arrested, and then everybody, it's a big court case over a simple spanking. What we used to get back in the days, yes, we used the term beat, but the truth is we just got the spank. We got spankings just like the white kids did, but it turned out a lot in the past. It turned out if we say beat, and those your words right there come in anywhere in play, they thinking we're abusing the child. Now, I wasn't there. I didn't see what he went through. But as a parent, I understand. But it was at one time our kids were a lot more humble than it is in today's time, because our neighborhood raised us, and your neighbor could spank you. Now today, a parent can't even spank their child. So I don't know, but I wasn't there. All I know is I pray that whatever the truth is comes out, and that's real. Ladies, I back to you.
I appreciate that. Poetic got a little passionate on there. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I want to, swing over to you, Big Dark. What are your thoughts about this? Because we are in a different time. We are in a different place. And it's unfortunate that kids can fabricate. You know, and sometimes they're not. I think that, you know, it needs to be handled on a case-by-case situation. Just like Poetic said, having all of the facts. So what are your thoughts about this, Big Dark?
Well, Poetic's right. You know, the kids of today, they have no appreciation for
being born, period. You know, they tend to take it for granted, you know. And the kids should be blessed and thankful that they were born. But then again, these kids were born into a time period of the internet, you know, iPads and technology was in people that are just getting into it before had to learn it. They're already born into it, so I think that, you know, if you're going to be a kid, you know, be a kid. Don't tell the whole world what goes on in your house. I mean, it should be a margin of respect to keep whatever is in your house in your house. Don't let everybody know what you're doing, because then you start to draw lines to yourself that never was there before. People look at you funny now, like, this is the same person that was doing all this. Now they're doing something else. They're not the same person. More people now doing things that they did in the Old Testament, like how they did Jesus. Now everybody talking about you. Nobody see you the same way anymore. So it's like, you know, keep what's personal to yourself, but at the same time, don't disregard your reason for being born. You know? So I think the situation is the person, which is the daughter, should show more respect to her father and realize that he's the reason, and also the mother, they're the reason that she is here. Party or not, there's going to be plenty more parties beyond that day that you got to go to. And you got to respect that, because if you don't respect how you got here, how are you going to show people younger than you how to do it? Because you can't divorce your parents, because they are your parents, you know. Who else are you going to go to for support? Your friends? Frenemies these days are what the people call them, you know. So I think people need to understand their parents are definitely not perfect, but you're not either, and you're the child. So be the child and grow up properly. Don't grow up too fast. Because when you grow up too fast with a microwave syndrome, you're going to be pressed in situations that you can't think fast. And when you get in trouble, the first thing you're going to do is say, where's my daddy, where's my mommy on the phone? Because you're in trouble. You're somewhere you shouldn't be, you know. And the Lord is there, but you're not where you're supposed to be, literally. So be a kid and grow up properly, because if you don't, you will need your parents. Physically.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Big Dark. Nicole, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think personally, because of who Questlove Dalla is, that, you know, it honestly got blown out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, all of the attention is now directed towards him. I mean, and as a preacher, you know, that's you know, that's damaging and tarnishing your image, you know, in any way that, you know, the media can be involved, they're going to be involved, as well as, you know, him having a daughter, you know, who he was disciplining, you know, that actually brought attention to himself, you know. And so, I mean, I think it's just blown out of proportion. I mean, he probably was just, you know, disciplining her as a father should, you know, and if it's, you know, holding you down and telling you, hey, calm down, you know, what you did wrong, you know, that's a form of discipline. And I think that it just got took out of proportion, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Ivan, what are your thoughts, sir?
Like what they said, it's unfortunate, I'm saying, like in today's society, it's like you can't really discipline your kids nowadays. Me, I'm a 70s baby. I'm old-fashioned. I have nieces and nephews. I have a nephew that's 2 and nieces that's 6, 12, 13, and 17. And my youngest sister's niece, she's 5. I mean, sometimes when I try to, like, I don't hit her, but sometimes I grab a belt just to make, I'm saying, just to show her that I'm serious. And when I do, and she, you know what she say? I'm going to call 911. So I think, yeah, I'm going to call 911. You know what I'm saying? So I think, I don't think the preacher was wrong. Like Nicole said, just because he's a preacher, it was blown out of proportion. I mean, if I was a preacher, I have my child, and she did that, I would whoop her butt, because I grew up in an era where my dad would beat me with broomsticks. I'm saying, whenever my mom confide or my dad confide, he would whoop me. And, I mean, I turn out great. So like I said, you know, in today's society, it's like you got to think, especially if you're in the limelight or you somebody, you got to think what you do. He probably should have took a different approach rather than beating her. You know, he probably was, you know what I'm saying, he probably was mad about the situation. God knows what she did when she left the house at 1 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So he probably was like, he probably had like, you know, had plans for her and wanted her to be, you know what I'm saying, just be a virgin when she, you know what I'm saying, when she get out of college. You never know what the situation is. But like Poetic said, in today's society, you have to think about what you're doing, especially with children nowadays. They're being raised by, you know, television. I'm saying whatever they see in television, that's what they do. So we're not in the 70s no more. We're not in the 80s no more. We're in 2012. So we have to think differently now as parents. And that's my take on it.
I appreciate that. Well, that wraps up another edition of Hot Topics, because I know we were having problems here and Add More Flavors line. We are going to go into our last feedback session and then come back and wrap up another great edition of Hip Hop National Radio. So you definitely don't want to touch that dial. Don't go anywhere. Meet me on the other side. You're locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio.
What's up, family? This your boy, Kofan. Shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Request my single, Call Me, on HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Yeah. I go by the name of Kofan. Kofan. This is my single right here. Call Me. Call Me. Check it out. Check it out.
see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
All Ready Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduations, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're All Ready Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
It's time to play. You're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing,
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the most, this Lady Di, alongside my Commander-in-Chief, Poetic. He is our producer extraordinaire. We are and have been all night joined by an all-star cast who continues to support us, and we're ever grateful for you. Thank you for joining and taking time out of your busy schedule to come and play with us. This is the time where we begin our descent. We'll give you an opportunity to give your closing remarks, any projects that are new that you're working on that you will allow us to help support you to success of it. I want to start with you, Nicole. Thank you so much for being on. Why don't you give us your closing remarks?
Well, first of all, I think that was a very good song. I mean, in the genre of R&B. And basically, some of the upcoming projects I have coming up is with Plush Studios Orlando, which is Orlando's premier, you know, celebrity recording studio. I'm actually doing an event called Members' Choice, where we're giving the artists the opportunity to get, you know, about 8 hours of studio time for, you know, a segment of a whole week, you know, for a low price. And we're just actually going to be giving them exposure. And after 6 months, we're going to be doing an exposure concert or whatever to let them, you know, go ahead and display the music that they actually recorded, you know, during the time they were there at Plush Studios. So that's another upcoming event that I have coming up. Otherwise, that's pretty much it. And I'm actually partnershipping with Ivan's on the Brian Burton, which is one of his clients, having a birthday bash. And I'm kind of, you know, playing the role of, you know, his publicist at this point. And I did get some media coverage to come out for that event. But other than that, you know, I would just ask for that type of support, you know, on Twitter and Facebook, you know, if you guys have, you know, that type of connection, you know, to help spread, you know, you know, that exposure and social media.
Well, you got it. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. You can come play with us anytime. Always a treat to have you on. And thank you. Thank you for mentioning the song, because I just went right into it to sin. So what would you rate Cobine with Call Me? That's the name of it. What would you give him as far as a number?
I would give it a 10. I mean, he has a very good tone. I mean, he has a lot of vocal control. And, I mean, the lyrics were, you know, pretty much off the chain. Like, they were really good lyrics. I'm a songwriter, so I actually gelled in with, you know, the lyrics that he put together, you know, to portray the overall message that he was trying to say. I mean, Call Me is, you know, a simple statement, but, you know, it's a whole lot behind you calling somebody, you know. It's the anticipation, you know, and actually thinking about it. You know, I mean, you could be going through something and be thinking about calling somebody and, you know, have to also measure those type of factors. And, you know, that's basically what the song was portraying. You know,
okay,
actually.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Big Dark, go ahead and rate the song and give us your closing remarks.
Sure. I think the song was very melodic, very, very professional. I think the song covered a lot of angles as far as R&B goes and as far as vocals go. You know, so I think, like, if you're going to, you know, do a love song and have a subject line like Call Me, be, you know, emphatic about your ideas and express what you mean by Call Me. Like, you know, like, define it. And I think that's what he did. And people that collaborated with him, you know, even sharpened those ideas of what he was portraying. So I think he deserves a 10 because, you know, he's a great artist, and R&B needs to have angles that cover the subject and make it sharper to understand what do you mean, and you define it no matter where you are. Just call wherever you are. So, you know, call them. You know, wherever you are, just call. You know, R&B needs to be risen up, and this is the way it's going to be risen up, because you got to call. Or if you don't call, text. You know, whatever you got to do, but you have to be melodic about your approach through your vocals. If you do that and cover all angles, no problems will be there, because people will call you, people will text you, email you, whatever it takes to get the message out, to get it out, to spread it, you know, share in today's text context, share, click share, you know, call me, you know. Another emphatic definition, I'm giving a 10. So, you know, I'm a supporter of Hip Hop National. This is the Big Dug and Prejudice Fury. If you're on Facebook, the Big Dug and Prejudice Fury. And I am the Big Dog Storm at gmail.com. Single I, AMTHEBIGGDLKSTORM at gmail.com. And basically, I like to network with different people, even Lady Die, you, Poetic, you know, Add More Flavor, whoever out there is trying to network and bond and build a relationship through music or entertainment or just artwork, period. You know, I'm here to network with you, communicate with you, whether it's through phone, text, whatever, Facebook, you know. I'm here to network and build and grow. And that's how I feel that the music business expands and goes beyond today, because every day it expands to something new, just like technology does. So my approach is expanding and networking and helping people come up, because, you know, we all needed help before. So now we got to be that bridge to the generation coming up in the music business. So that's my approach towards that. So I like to help other people, because we needed help before. So, you know, it just recycles. Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Always a pleasure to have you on. Come back. I'm going to swing to the lines and head up to the East Coast. Welcome, call at 347-573. Call 347-573.
Yo, what up? Hi, go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from. Yeah, it's your boy DJ Nizzle, Vice President of Teen Titan DJs. You already know. Shout out to Hip Hop National Radio, you know. I'm calling out of New York, Brooklyn, East New York.
All right. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, well, I wanted to give out, you know, of your comment, you stated what would you sacrifice, you know, to get into this industry and all that good stuff. most of foremost, I would just give straight up advice for all the young youth, all the independent artists that's coming up, you know, stay strong and follow suit, you know what I'm saying? Like, for a lot of these artists, you know, they lose their situations because they jump ship and all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? And all my best advice is that, you know, if you really, really want to get career somewhere, follow suit, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to listen to your older guards before, you know? Like, because a lot of cats, you know, they come and they up and coming, they think they know everything, but, you know, like the one of the generals said that I was listening to, one of the guys that you just had on the radio, they stated, like, you know, Facebook and all the internet varieties and all that good stuff is a good, great source, so they got to take all that for advantage and take everything what they got, you know, why they got it for right now, you know what I'm saying? Because everything right now is for them and it's accessible for them, so my best advice is to, you know, stay strong, keep, you know, and stay focused and follow suit, you know what I'm saying? For all the independent up-and-coming artists, because everybody that's successful already, they're already successful. So I'm just giving all hats down to all the independent artists that's on their grind, all the promoters that's on their radio game and everything like that. Keep it up and keep it a billion.
I appreciate it. Well, come back and visit us anytime, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're on the same time, same place, and we appreciate your comments. Let me
for
get
sure.
The last caller up tonight, 732-317. Caller 732-317. You're live and on the air. State your name and where you calling from.
My name is DJ Femi. I'm the Queen of Mixtapes. I like the title, which said, "As what are some of the sacrifices one must undertake to be successful?" I've been dropping mixtapes for 3 years now, and I deal with a lot of independent artists. And a shout-out to Hip Hop National Radio. What I really want to say tonight is that, number one, indie artists need to stop being arrogant. You know, you're not there. You're not Lil Wayne. You're not Nicki D. You're not Nicki Minaj. You're not Drake. So, therefore, you need to invest in what you need to invest in. Unfortunately, New York radio, because I'm in New Jersey, New York radio is saturated with Young Money. And Young Money and Jay-Z pretty much rule the airways. You can listen to, and I guess I'm really pissed off because I turn on the radio and I hear the same records from FM radio 105.1. It's ridiculous. And indie artists cannot even get on because Young Money and some of the big labels are saturating the airwaves to the point where new people, new artists cannot be heard. So in order to be heard, you have to have a very slick promotional package. You have to have a good pictures. A lot of independent artists send me pictures that are whack. They send pictures from their cell phone. They send pictures. They don't invest in a photo shoot. And all these things are what we look at. And also, they're fans. They claim they have fans, but when it comes down to when we drop the mixtape, none of their fans are commenting on their content. That is a problem. So it's a problem because when you become a major artist like Trey Songz and a million other people, you don't have to worry about fans. But when you're coming up, when you're new in the game, you do have to worry about fans, and you need downloads, you need paid downloads, you need unpaid downloads. And that's one of the things that is really, really important. I find that a lot of the independent artists, they hop on a project, they drop a mixtape, and then they stop rolling the ball. What does that mean? It means they stop moving the content to the, you know, to their people. You go to their web pages or whatever, they think Facebook is the living end. Facebook is not official. If you want to be on a DJ Femi mixtape, you need to send the music directly to me. I'm not going to chase you on Facebook. I'm not going to roll your video. You know, I'm not going to take time to look at your video. Busy people don't have time to look at videos. Send us the content. Send us good pictures. Send us your songs clearly marked, and then we'll begin to think about moving your music. And this is it's one of the main reasons why a lot of people are not getting on is the saturation of the airways where they can't get heard, and them not being unprofessional. You do have to invest in yourself.
Well, thank you for that. We appreciate you.
You feel free to come back anytime. We're on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, same time, same place. Thank you for your comments. Mr. Ivan, getting you to wrap us up tonight with your thoughts about Kovan and Call Me. Go ahead and rate the song 1 through 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, and then give us your closing remarks and if there's any projects you're working on that you would need our support in. Ivan?
Sure. I give the song a 7. I think the production could have been better, where they could have added more instrumentals to bring the song out more. And I think I heard a little T-Pain in there. I think the song is maybe 3-4 years too late now. Nobody's doing out of tone anymore. So I give it a 7. As far as current and future projects, I am currently Brian's Burton's manager from Basketball Wise Season 3. I'm doing his birthday bash in Miami June 19th at Club Mia. And also I have another rap artist out of Birmingham. His name is Ray the Great 88. You can follow him on Twitter. He's opened up for Sally for Maybach on June 20th, which is the same week. And also I have a big budget movie that I'm currently working on, which I also have Brian Burton's role in that movie. As far as future projects, I'm working on a Jeezy concert. We're looking at a late July date. I got confirmation from him that he wants to do it. Any upcoming artists who wants to open up, you can follow me on Twitter at Black Official, like the color black and then official, spelled correctly and the number one, Black Official 1. Okay, I am willing to work with anybody. I'm a networker. That's all I do. I go out to the club while, you know, Brian doing his thing or my artist doing his thing. I'm networking, getting numbers. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to connect the dots and make things happen. So if you want to follow me and you want to work with me, follow me on Twitter at BlackOfficial1. That's what I would say.
All right. I'm networking too, Ivan. I'm going to just
let
you know.
I'm in
the local area. Make sure I get to my ticket to the Brian, you know, the
It's June 19th, so you can get my number. I give you my number. You can get my number. Contact me. I got you.
Got the number.
Or you can follow me on Twitter.
305-333-3288.
Okay.
Poetic, you know you about to get popped after this.
I know. Okay, go ahead.
You know we don't do that on the line. Ooh, wait till we get off. Let me close out appropriately because I got meetings after the. You already know what time it is. You're getting in trouble for that. Anyway, thank all of you for joining us here at Hip Hop National Radio. It is all about networking and making sure that we support one another. I just am excited about the information that has been shared here tonight. And here at Hip Hop National Radio, we believe that sharing is caring. And so I just invite all of you, giving you my own personal invitation, to come back and play with us whenever your schedule will permit. I do hope that you have a fantastic rest of the night. Definitely look forward to connecting with you on a Hump Day Wednesday, where we'll be on the other side of that hump when we get together. We are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the same time, same place. You know, it starts off at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 for East Coast folks, and 5 o'clock for the West Coast and all of the others in between. I tell you, we have so much fun here, and people are always asking how they can get engaged. Most of our information can be found at www.hiphopnational.com. For those of you who are aspiring to see exactly where your music is today, where do I, you know, rank against my colleagues and my peers? Click on the Jammer to Slam It. Enter into the contest. There's another edition coming soon. So many grand prizes for the winner this year. One of them is being featured at the Dynamic Expo, the Dynamic Beauty Expo, let me get it right, in Miami, Florida, September 16th and 17th. Our lovely Genesis was not on tonight, so I have to give the plug for her on her behalf because she is so magnificent and fabulous, as I would say. She is
one of the greatest. And I, again, on behalf of all of our Hip Hop National Radio staff here, want to say thank you for coming to play with us. So if we could close out in prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity to reach out and touch your people. We appreciate you being the CEO of Hip Hop National Radio. That's why we don't allow any profanity or vulgarity on our show, because we always want to definitely give reverence where reverence is due and give you all the praise and the glory for what we deem success of our radio platform. Until we meet again and we separate from this place, let us never, ever separate from you. This is Lady Di signing off and saying I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, and I'm officially turning the wheel over to you, Poetic.
All right, Lady Di. At the top of the hour, here's your favorite song, most requested song from Lady Di is Crazy for Christ, What You Want. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio, make sure you keep it locked. We got 1 hour of power right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
Go ahead and put your quarter in and pick a can. Forget the devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize nothing in this world can ever change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life. But, hey, I'ma give you my world. Flipping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in the back with the Lord riding. Yeah, chilling in the backseat. But if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no backseat.
What you want,
what you want.
Anything you're going for through. Real. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through.
Go.
Look in the mirror, guess what you see? It's you. Probably like me, full of dead man's bone. But guess what? My dead man's gone.
Bye-bye.
And I'm filled with the spirit. Left foot, right foot. Going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look. You doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is. That's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to feel me. But I'm still fly, looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you. Look.
In your life, you go through things. These things seem difficult at times. You struggle, you have trials and tribulations. But one thing I know for sure, you have to always keep your faith in God. Because through Christ, all things are possible. And that's real. See, I got a lot of friends who go through things. I go through a lot of things, and I had to give them encouragement like they gave me encouragement. To always keep your faith in God. Because through God, there's power and strength. Don't let the devil steal your joy. You gotta keep your head up, head high, and remember, think big, believe in God. Yo, I'm thinking about the blood, sweat, and tears of 7,000 years. With fears and fears, my life scraping like gears. Journey to the scene and visiting the crucifix. With Jesus laid across the cross, he paid the cost for all of our nonsense. It's time to represent, kid. I'm tired of pain in my brain with mirror images of grimaces. This foolishness has got to cease. See, I can't trust my homies on the app. They got the mark of the beast. Schizophrenic thoughts of being caught up in the web of the rapture. That's Revelation's final chapter. Darkness lurks, visions of a hearse. Constant deception, the devil's at work. Sending demons after me, and yo, they scheming to conspire. But I ain't scared, cause all them demons gonna burn in the fire. The aftermath of the wrath of Jehovah. This controversy is over. Live my life right. I had a vision last night, which told me live my life for Christ precise. When I think about my life and all that I'm doing for someone, heavenly dreams, it's not what I'm used to doing. But hey, life chances in many circumstances enhances the sons of Satan, steady romance in them glances of living my life. Similar to Satan, I'm hating, relating, debating my choices with Satan. I had a talk the other day with a preacher who looked and said, son, you living your life wrong, you're gonna wind up dead. I'm scared, I'm paranoid, I'm thinking about my faith in the Lord. Appalled by the other side, I'ma keep my faith in the Lord. I wish all of the tears stretched all over the years, but steady fall to the ground, draped all over my fears. All of the tears stretched all over the years, but steady fall to the ground, draped all over my fears.
Without us, say, and there's no Y in team of the words that we say. Every day we live for the J E S U S. Believe we, believe he, for he is a lamb. And believe me, cause serving I am. I'm in Christ, a new creation. Yeah, the old me is gone, so I'm celebrating. Yeah, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:1. yeah. 7, you see, I practice on the teachings, cause my future is for pretense. Yeah, so I study my Bible, no more looking trifle, no need for a rifle. Yeah, I say I'm done with that, so when I say I'm strapped, that's cause Jesus got my back. Yeah, yeah.
That I wanna be closer to my Jesus. That I wanna be closer to my Jesus.
I'm trying to tell you how I was in this cold world. My soul was lost like a bunny or a small squirrel. I had to find them, had to get closer to my king. Now I lift every voice and it's my way to sing. Not the ladies, not the idols, he a true king. Not the watches, not the rings or the small bling. I mean everything, yeah that's what he is. I gotta live right, a temple for the kids. Jesus using me on this battlefield. I'm closer to my king, so he my battle shield. We the next Barack or the next Oprah. He's my guiding light, not the soap opera. I was living wrong, mine always gone. Then he touched my screen like an iPhone. They drive my new home, it's my resident. I live to see a black president. Now it's possible to be anything. You're closer to the king, he can help you, man. I didn't know at first till I read the book. Then he put me up like a fishing hook. You're closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you hearing me, people can't you see. Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, you're closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. You're closer to the king, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my king. That's where I wanna be.
All right, guys, you got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. You just heard Closer to My King by Zay. Just before that was Apostle Kev with No More. And at the top of the set, it was Crazy for Christ, What You Want. Hey, we just got our spiritual in, you know, and, you know, kind of got us a little upbeat. The tempo was great, and we kept up with the music there. Now, we're getting ready to transition into the hip-hop side of things. Actually, we're going to go to James Fit with Help Me. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us.
Yo. And if you touch me, baby girl, I'm touching you.
Okay.
I'm too hot to touch, I'm popping bottles and such. And when these women compliment, I thank them very, very much. Newest kid on the block, I make it also very hot. Put the pedal to the metal, all the way to the top. Cause my dreams I pursue, my music's brand new. And I didn't have the moonwalk across the floor, cause I flew.
Help me, I wanna get down and break loose. Help me, help me, come drop it down again.
here for a while. The mood starts to loosen, she's off and out, she's cruising. Typically you do not drink, but tonight, baby, we boozing. This style of carry on, tell the band to carry on. After guzzling all these bubbles, we stop feeling like the bum. If I'm tipsy and fizzy, then suddenly it just hits me. If I could take this pretty back to my place, we could get friends. Yeah, Monday through Friday, it's boring 9 to 5. But tonight it feels electric, so tonight I feel alive. How I do, okay, okay. You saw the baby face and how it made these ladies chase. But tonight, baby girl, I'm taking you, okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, 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 okay.
We're taking over the right now. Coming up with us, we have
a caller right now, 620-363. Special request. You could please tell our listeners where you're calling in from and what song do you want to request?
Yes, I'm calling from Iola, Kansas. I have a very special request tonight. KY, the Midwest Marvel, MIA.
All right. KY, the Midwest Marvel, is coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
We're getting
Thank
ready
you.
To spin it.
That's
where do you hear this song at and who's helped pumping it for you?
KY is helping me pump it.
But what radio station is helping you pump it?
Hip-hop National. Yeah.
That's right, baby. Stay with us. You listen to Hip-Hop National Radio. Here's
All
the Midwest day. Marvel, Miami. Well, I'm saying M-I-A by Kai.
M-I-A.
K-Y.
That's right. K-Y.
All right.
All right.
Maddie, Daddy misses you. You know, I'll never stop loving you. Just know that. I'll see you again, one day, yeah.
This is a song for Maddie, a gift from my daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. I'll make it right if it's the last thing I do in life. I never meant for my daughter to not be by my side. Swallowed my pride, admitted I was wrong all along. What the fuck was my problem? I tried to be strong, I guess I couldn't cut it. So I said, fuck it, fight or flight. I chose to duck it, and every time I lay down and try to go to sleep, I say a little prayer that God will bring you home to me. A tough man I tried to be, but the last time I saw you leave was the hardest thing I've seen. I try to pinch myself in hopes that it's a dream, but I wake up to this nightmare and all I can do is scream. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from my daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from my daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. I know I'm the one to blame for all this pain. It's driving me insane, you always stay on my brain. You think I was ashamed, I got a tattoo with your name. Wish I could just explain, so this isn't all in vain. I try not to complain, but the feeling still remains. Not sure how I've maintained, I wish it all would change. My temper's off the chain, find myself crying in the rain. Laying down in exhaustion, so completely drained. I can't wait to see you, and I know you feel the same. Maddie, and I know you feel my pain, but I promise you that I'ma see you again one day.
Cinema.
Yeah, this is a song for Maddie, a gift from my daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from my daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. So now it's on to my kids, I give my life for them quick. I can't even see one, but been raising Jaden, and now she's sick. So please explain to me this, how could you live with yourself? Knowing my daughter got tricked, every day searching for her father, thinking he doesn't exist. Well, I'm sitting there screaming her name while I'm clenching my fist. Daddy loves you both, and Maddie just know you will miss. You girls are my world, every moment cherished. Yeah. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from my daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you had me. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from my daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you had me.
Yeah, we gotta do this again.
destroy me. Destroy yourself. Destroy me. I say, you destroy yourself. Together, we will always be conceived in our mind. You know, the mission is to believe. Yes, Lord, Lord, thus one. Your kingdom has finally come. Yours is in the process. In fact, it's done. You are the greatest. Grateful I am. The world's nation from the motherland. Must announce it. I promise you, yes, we can. Call it what you want. A marching band. Together, everybody achieves more. With these eyes of ours, like an eagle, I saw. I came, I conquered. Yes, Lord, never am I bored. Creating, crossing, doubling up on tour. Now I finally be with my homeboys. A blessing. What's meant to be, must be. Yes, it must be me. This life forever, for eternity. Nobody or nothing compares to thee. Intertwined, hermaphrodite. Yeah, now I tell you again, we gonna win. Cause together, we will always be conceived in your mind. You know, the mission is to believe. The mission is to believe. The mission. Yeah, yeah. The mission is to believe. Because I still believe in the magic. Just like a little kid. Drastic. Chop and change. Still playing games. I promise y'all it's still the same thing. Cash money. Bling bling. All the kings, horses and men couldn't do nothing without oxygen. So I tell you again. Yeah, it's adding more flavor, man. Together, we will always be. Conceive it in our mind. The mission. Together, we will always be. Conceive it in our mind. The mission is to believe. Yeah, we all human beings. Come on, we all are human beings. Because together we will achieve what our minds desire and what our hearts believe. Yeah. Locally grown, my thoughts are stellar, bro. Yeah, man, my Lord, he's a master. You know that together we will always be. Conceive it in your mind. The mission is to believe.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jam It or Slam It competition. Jam It or Slam It is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, conference call and feedback line. This is the only place where you can get the latest and greatest information relevant to the hip hop industry absolutely free. You can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio or dial in to 213 213- 859-2995. There's Al Poetic Williams, the CEO and visionary, our own quiet assassin, Myra Morris, who always holds it down in the background. You have Chris Pringle, our program director extraordinaire, who is always on a mission. We have our very own Hip Hop National pastor, Pastor Jay, and last but not least, our hostess with the mostest, Lady Di. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Photoshop. Original. Dry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO, visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This Hip Hop National, where everybody got a point. That's right. On Hip Hop National, everybody got a point, and everybody points count. Definitely, you want to lock it in and load it with Hip Hop National Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. We do our thing here, and we let you be a part of that system. Also, we bring major people within the music industry, often come grace our show and grace the presence right here on Hip Hop National. We give this platform to you, the artist, to advertise your material and put it in front of these people and continue to use this system to help put your name out there and publicize yourself among the masses as the internet invade in terrestrial radio that's out there. It's not that it's going to terrestrial radio will go away. It's just that we are going to grow in leaps and bounds on this platform, and that's going to stop us. So we're going to coexist together, hopefully one day, as a format that help each other and help take music to a different level. That's the goal. So definitely, guys, that's my dream. That's my vision of it. And hopefully we can go on this train together. So definitely, y'all keep it locked and loaded on Hip Hop National Radio. A lot's coming on the way. There's a lot in store for everyone. Definitely. Here's the original by The Capitalist featuring KO.
Like a young LL, moving
Memphis, Big Daddy Kano. Dougie with my fresh, you need to get with this hero. Summertime, fresh print, hammer put me in a mix. Down painting full like Rock, Kevin, Eric B. Still trying to fight the power like a public enemy. Cause in 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. Respect the KRS, one mic is all I need. Now I shop the classic like shit ones from Mobb Deep. On the road to riches, on my rap, cool G. Use a pen when I write, empty like paper thin. I'm talking hip-hop, I used to love a common sense. It's all because of you, Slick Rick.
All in the name of hip-hop. Get your little dance to your hours with love.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at me now, you know you shouldn't stay.
Original. All in the name of hip-hop. I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay. We're bringing back the
original. Let's take it back to the essence when the music had a message asking why, like Jada, straight up. Cause I got a couple questions. Got no problem with you shining. Love to see you grinding. But let's define the difference in a rapper and a rhymer. I'm a writer or an artist, not an image or a gimmick. Remember when we used to keep it real, now we pretending. The industry is not about the music, but the money. Ask a youngin' who was GDP, they looking at you funny. What a shame, but the paper coming. So I guess we made it. But the music suffering like people living out in Haiti. And it's crazy since digital. Nobody's original since stuck in the cellar. And everybody's criminal.
All in the name of hip-hop. Get your little dance to your hours with love.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't stay.
Original. All in the name of hip-hop. I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay. We're bringing back the
original.
I'm sorry I ain't been so nice in a while, but things is going hard, so it's hard to crack a smile. Like, this certain mood changes, the new dude names is it. When they try to holler, they don't want to tug a chain. I remember when they treated you right. Somebody talk about your favorite rapper, you was ready to fight. The message got lost, the real jumped off. So who's flying this plane, or is it that tall? Cause they don't dance no more, all they do is this. I recall the cross colors and the names on your kit. A page on your hip, man, you was the itch. And put your link in the robot of the tip with the
all in the name of hip hop. Get your little dance to your hours with love.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. Look at you now, you know you shouldn't stay.
Original. All in the name of hip hop. I'ma give everything that I've got.
Cause back in the day, the music had played. I'm here to stay. We're bringing back the
original.
I'm trying to show.
They've got so much things to say right now.
in a city filled with tragic pathetic. Boom with the talent, live trapped in a valley, glazed at the mountain and wrapped in the alley, valley to the pad anyway, they both land. Caesar on his hands, soon left his homeland. Now Benaya is the name, I'm boosting up the lane. Hip hop needs to live so we could be the grain. They frown and grin, they hate within, but does it really matter about the color of my skin? Got the fighter's ambition, sun is the mission. Grind all day so I'm hot with the friction. Shot from the rifle, haters need a night call. Still got my eyes on the money like Geico.
They've got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say.
They've
got so much things to say right now. They've got so much things to say.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Lauryn Hill, JK, featuring Lauryn Hill, Save, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. 573-280, you now have the mic. Your mic is hot. Tell us where you're calling in from. And do you have a special
question?
Yeah,
this is 30D.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio, buddy.
Yeah, this is Interstate Productions out of Springfield, Missouri. I just want to hear that M.I.A. by K.Y. the Midwest Marvel.
M.I.A. And where you come calling out from?
Springfield, Mo.
Springfield, Mo. Missouri, that's Missouri, right?
The Show Me State, yeah.
All right, the Show Me State. Well, I'm about to show you, man. I'll show you how it's done. You said we play it. That's how it is on Hip Hop National. So we show love to those who show love. So definitely.
Good.
Definitely have your boy reach out to me because we want to continue to support him right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Thank you, guys. Keep coming through and keep spreading that word right here on Hip Hop National Radio. You got your boy KY, the Midwest Marvel, M.I.A.
Maddie, Daddy misses you. You know, I'll never stop loving you. Just know that. I'll see you again, one day, yeah.
This is a song for Maddie, a gift from her daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. I'll make it right if it's the last thing I do in life. I never meant for my daughter to not be by my side. Swallowed my pride, admitted I was wrong all along. What the f*** was my problem? I tried to be strong. I guess I couldn't cut it, so I said f*** it, fight or flight. I chose to duck it, and every time I lay down and try to go to sleep, I say a little prayer that God will bring you home to me. A tough man I tried to be, but the last time I saw you leave was the hardest thing I've seen. I try to pinch myself in hopes that it's a dream, but I wake up to this nightmare and all I can do is scream. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from her daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from her daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. I know I'm the one to blame for all this pain. It's driving me insane. You always stay on my brain. You think I was ashamed. I got a tattoo with your name. Wish I could just explain. So this isn't all in vain. I try not to complain, but the feeling still remains. Not sure how I've maintained. I wish it all would change. My temper's off the chain. Find myself crying in the rain. Laying down in exhaustion. So completely drained. I can't wait to see you, and I know you feel the same. Maddie. And I know you feel my pain, but I promise you that I'ma see you again one day.
Cinema.
Yeah, this is a song for Maddie, a gift from her daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from her daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you have me. So now it's on to my kids, I give my life for them quick. I can't even see one, but been raising Jaden, and now she's sick.
So please explain to me this. How could you live with yourself knowing my daughter got tricked? Every day searching for her father, thinking he doesn't exist. Well, I'm sitting screaming her name while I'm clenching my fist. Daddy loves you both, and Maddie just know you will miss. You girls are my world, every moment cherished. Yeah. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from her daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you had me. This is a song for Maddie, a gift from her daddy. I know I made some mistakes, but baby, I miss you so badly. It makes me sad, see, and I'll be in your life gladly. I'm lucky if you had me.
All right, guys, just know we want to support the unsigned community. You go to hiphopnationalradio.com. You'll see the Slam It or Jam It banner flashing back and forth. That's where you upload your music. Then you call into the show at 213-559-2995. Again, that number is 213-559-2995. You say it. We play it right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's how it's done. All you have to do is get in and press the number one, and you say it. We play it right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Here's your boy LC with his song Limelight. Stay with us.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Give me a chance, I can show you something new. Once you sign with me, shawty, I can make a star of you. The glamour and the glitz, girl, you got that potential. Sign the dotted line, shawty, let's make it official.
Oh, flashing light, fancy car, money and the fame, shawty, it could be yours. Pride DJ, European star.
Welcome to the Limelight, shorty. You can be a star right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That was your boy LC. Without a doubt, you can be a star because you can be doing hip hop, pop, R&B. We play all genres of music right here. Our main focus is to teach our community about it, what it is to get in this music and remain in it. Definitely, that's what this whole business is about for us. So definitely, you can be a star. And with that said, we got a new little taste, a little twist for you. This is your girl, Tia McGrath, with her song, Radical Road. Good things come to an end. Right now, we're getting ready to end the show, but we want to thank you for coming out, listen to us, because without you, we won't be doing this. It's important that you tell everybody, your family, your friends, and fans, what it is that we're doing here on Hip Hop National. Be a part of this movement. Don't let this train pass you up. Get aboard this train and take it for the ride, because right now, Hip Hop National is taking it to a new stride. That's right. You need to kick it with us Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m. on the West Coast. The number to dial in to is 213-559-2995. Again, that's 213-559-2995. If you want to get your music uploaded, played here, like many of the artists that is played here on Hip Hop, you want to go to Jamit or Slamit.net. That will take you directly to our promotional package that can help you get yourself positioned right here on this radio station. So, with that said, we're getting ready to close out the night. Lord, thank you for allowing these people to come in and give us some support as we give the community support. We ask, Lord, that you bless us collectively together and can help us continue to move forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Until Wednesday, until we meet again. Amen.
thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.